The World Health Organization has confirmed the first case of polio in Gaza. It said a 10-month-old baby had been left paralyzed in the first case of the disease in more than 25 years. Polio is a highly infectious disease that has been eradicated in large parts of the world. Jonathan Crick is Chief of Communications for the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, Palestine, and he joins us from Jerusalem. Thank you very much for being with us this afternoon. I know some of our older listeners will remember polio, but nowadays in most parts of the world, it's rare. What can you tell us about the situation in Gaza?
Well, the situation in Gaza is very concerning because, as you were mentioning, the virus type 2, had been eradicated in the 90s in most of the parts of the world, and including in the Gaza Strip. And what we have observed first in environmental samples in June is that we found traces of that poliovirus type 2 in those samples. And then, as you were mentioning, unfortunately, we have seen the first case of a 10-month-old baby affected by this virus. When we know how contagious it is, and when we know the potential consequences, you know, poliovirus is affecting the nervous system, and it can lead to paralysis. So it's extremely concerning, because the current situation when it comes to hygiene, sanitation, or the lack thereof, the lack of water, the heat, the tons and tons of accumulated solid waste. I mean, it's extremely concerning, because in these type of context, those diseases can spread very fast.
Up until last October, was there a vaccination program?
Yes, there, and actually the Gaza Strip was, the children in the Gaza Strip had a very high rate of vaccination, I think 95%. The problem is that because the poliovirus type 2 had disappeared in the routine immunization, it is the type 1 and the type 3 which are mostly being addressed as poliovirus types. And so, without being too technical, the polio type that we are observing now in the Gaza Strip is actually way less covered by the routine immunization. And this is the reason why we need to do a dedicated special immunization campaign end of August, beginning of September, and then a second round at end of September to vaccinate a huge number of children below the age of 10.
You'd like a temporary ceasefire to ensure that people can be vaccinated. Given what we've seen recently, how realistic is that hope?
Well, it's a pledge. From experience, UNICEF can say that it's almost impossible to lead a proper polio vaccination campaign when in an active combat zone. It requires for the families to feel safe to go to a health center. It's absolutely critical that the healthcare workers, the humanitarian workers who are going to deliver those vaccines, can access the different parts of the Gaza Strip safely and in an unimpeded way. And because we have to realize, the objective is to vaccinate 640,000 children below the age of 10. So it's a huge number. And if we don't reach 90% of those children, then the vaccination campaign will be a failure. It will not work. The vaccination coverage will not be sufficient. So it's absolutely critical that all parties to this conflict are making everything possible for this vaccination campaign to take place in a safe and organized way.
Jonathan Crick of UNICEF Palestine, thank you for talking to us on the News at One.